broadcasting in HD for the best listening experience. This is CIWVFM at 98.3 FM HD1. Wave 98.3, Vancouver's coolest vibe.
This is the Dave Koz Radio Show, and I'm Dave. Remember, hit me up anytime online at DaveKoz.com. For Facebook and Twitter followers, you can find me at Dave Koz Music or on Instagram at David Stephen Koz, Stephen with a P-H. All right, let's get more music going for your weekend now from saxophonist Nelson Rangel, one of my favorite players. This is called Tidal Wave on the Dave Koz Radio Show. the guy with the coolest name in the business, keyboardist, pianist, Skinny Hightower. And sample that. Skinny Hightower. Plays as good as his name sounds. All right, I'm Dave Koz, sailing through your weekend with some help from my very special guest here in the studio, guitarist Steve Oliver, who joins us again. Steve, you've been performing for a long time now, but let me ask you if you still remember your very first band.
Oh, God, the first band. Check this out. This is a trip. The first band I was in was called Avatar.
Are you serious?
I am not kidding. I was in sixth grade. It was my first band. It was a trio. Guitar, bass, and drum, rock trio band, and we came up with the name Avatar.
Prophetic.
Yeah, and so it's kind of funny. We were doing Grand Funk Railroad covers and original music, actually. I was writing music back then. So
oh, really?
I wrote my first song in fourth grade, and I performed it in front of my class. So moving up to sixth grade with my first band, you know, Avatar, we progressed those 2 years, you know, and started playing Grand Funk Railroad and writing some rock tunes, you know. And I was singing. I was the lead singer in those band, in that band, too. So pretty funny.
Yeah, I think we should talk to James Cameron, too. Might have a little suit here. So you were prophetic, right? You knew it way back when.
Yeah.
Avatar, I love it. Steve Oliver is our special in-studio guest this weekend on the Dave Koz Radio Show. Queued up, ready to go, a song called Chips and Salsa. saxophonist Huge Groove with the title track to his project Sunday Morning. And it was my special guest this weekend, Steve Oliver on guitar, serving up some chips and salsa. Well, I'm Dave Koz, and if you got an appetite for more great music like that, well, not to worry. I've got a heapin' helpin' on the way from Paul Hardcastle, something from Candy Dulfer, and more of your faves when the Dave Koz Radio Show rolls on for your weekend.
Join Ocean Film Festival Canada for an inspiring and visually breathtaking evening at Centennial Theatre November 7th, bringing you the world's best ocean films from above and below the surface. This year's festival highlights the beauty and power of the ocean, featuring divers, surfers, oceanographers, and marine life. Let's make waves together. Proceeds from the Ocean Film Festival support the Pacific Salmon Foundation and Seymour Salmonid Society. This event will sell out. Get your tickets early at oceanfilmfestivalcanada.ca.
You're listening to the Dave Koz Radio Show on the Wave.
You found the Dave Koz Radio Show. I'm your host, Dave, and I know that Michael McDonald is a hero to a whole lot of up-and-coming singers. But who is it that he looks up to? Take a listen as Michael McDonald reveals his heroes.
On a personal level, one of my heroes was always my dad. You know, he was just one of these guys that, it's funny, everybody loved him. You know, he was one of these guys everybody seems to just think the world of. You know, he was a very funny guy, you know. You know, that would be my first big influence on me. But as far as musical idols, certainly probably the two biggest influences on me would be Ray Charles and Burt Bacharach. You know, I think Burt Bacharach as a songwriter, you know, and Ray Charles as a performer, vocalist, piano player, you know.
Time to carry on, but I'm in.
Well, you know, there are some sounds in that record that kind of date it. You get to know that it was of a particular time period, but it still holds up. It was a breakthrough hit for Mr. Paul Hardcastle that's called Rainforest. And it was the Doobie Brothers ahead of that with Minute by Minute, Michael McDonald out front for that one. And you're listening to the Dave Koz Radio Show. I'm Dave, and just ahead, my special guest Steve Oliver shares some new music with us. Plus, we'll hear from Candy Delfer and more of your favorites this weekend.
All aboard! Get ready for an unforgettable weekend of trains, tracks, and family fun at the Vancouver Train Expo, November 2nd and 3rd at the PNE Forum. There's something for everyone with intricate model rail displays and endless vendors with all things trains. It's BC's biggest model railway show. Tickets available at the door. For details, visit VancouverTrainExpo.ca. The Vancouver Train Expo, where the magic of trains comes alive.
Hi, Gabriel Mark Hasselbeck here. I just returned from Catalina Island Jazz Tracks Festival, and boy, was that a great time. We had all the Wave 98.3 people there, and my super fans from Vancouver. I'm back at the Admiral Pub this Sunday, 5 to 8, just in time for more fun.
This is the Dave Koz Radio Show on The Wave.
Welcome back to the Dave Koz Radio Show. I'm Dave, and I got Candy Delfer, the great Dutch saxophonist, to share the music she likes to listen to when she's off the clock. Check it out.
Well, I'm not sure at the moment, but if I put anything in it, it would be Maceo's CD. I've been playing it. Actually, it's in my car, but I've been playing it every day, and I can't get tired of it. I think it's a great CD, one of his best.
It's kind of the ultimate breakup song, but even Toni Braxton makes it sound sweet. It's one that was recorded in Spanish. It was even recorded in Russian. I'm sure in pretty much every language that song exists. Why? Well, breakups happen everywhere. Unbreak My Heart from Toni Braxton. Candy Delfer together with Dave Stewart with their classic Lily Was Here ahead of that. And I'm Dave Koz playing the music back again right now with our special in-studio guest, the incomparable guitarist Steve Oliver. So, Steve, you brought us your latest project, which is called A New Light. Is there a story behind the title that you can share with us?
Yeah, well, the A New Light album concept came from kind of a new journey, a new album, I think each project is kind of that way. So I decided to call it A New Light for the reason of new songs, new concepts, trying different things. So, it just kind of brings that A New Light kind of concept. So all the songs are kind of built that way. They're kind of built in this forward-thinking kind of a way, because I'm a songwriter-holic. That's all I do is write music and compose. And yeah, I mean, I'm really, that's what I live for, is writing music. And so I live that. I live that every day. Kind of every day is a new light.
That's a beautiful way of putting it. And that's actually what your music is, just, and who you are. Your music is a perfect reflection of you, such a positive, sort of forward-thinking person. I'm sure there's a story to be told about the single, which is called A Kind Heart. You got a story on this one as well?
Yeah, and this song actually is inspired by my girl, who is a Canadian, and she's a kind heart. I wrote it when I was in California, and she was in Canada, and I was missing her and decided to write this song, and I was thinking about who she is. So I came up with this idea to have a conversation with the melody, with my vocal in it, and then have the answer be with the guitar, and kind of like a conversation between both of us. Mm-hmm. And it came out really, really nice. And I decided to call this, wow, this is a kind heart, because my girl's a very kind heart.
Well, I'm sure you made some serious points with this one, with your girlfriend. From our special in-studio guest this weekend, guitarist Steve Oliver, here is the first single from his album, A New Light. This is called A Kind Heart, which he does have indeed, on the Dave Koz Radio Show. beautiful new music from our special in-studio guest this weekend, guitarist and vocalist. You heard them both on that song, Steve Oliver. It's called A Kind Heart, available on his latest project, A New Light. That's amazing music as always, Steve. Thank you so much for stopping by our studios and sharing this music with us. Much continued success. You know, I love you, and I can't wait to see you again soon.
Oh, thank you so much, Dave. It's been great talking with you.
And you can get more information by going to his website, SteveOliverMusic.com. All things Steve Oliver can be found there. SteveOliverMusic.com. And the Dave Koz Radio Show is coming right back.
Kid Koalas, Newphonia Must Fall. This silent love story has puppeteers, technicians, and cinematographers performing, filming, and projecting the show in real time onto a huge screen, while Kid Koala and the Newphonia String Quartet provide the score. Kid Koalas, Newphonia Must Fall, November 15th and 16th at Massey Theater. Tickets at the box office at 735 8th Avenue in New Westminster or at ticketsnw.ca.
You're listening to the Dave Koz Radio Show on the Wave.
All right, time for us to pack it up for this week. Glad we got a chance to get to know Steve Oliver, the wonderful guitarist and singer, a little bit better. The name of his new album is A New Light, and trust me, it is a good one, as are all of his projects. Well, next time right here, saxophonist Kim Waters will be taking his place in our studio guest chair, so make a point to be here for that. And remember, you can visit our website anytime, DaveKoz.com. That's DaveKOZ.com. Go to the tour page and find the full list of tour dates for our 27th annual Christmas tour starring Jonathan Butler, Adam Holly, Vincent Ingala, and Rebecca Jade, plus yours truly. We're going to be all over the country. Really looking forward to celebrating another Christmas season together. DaveKoz.com for all that information. And if you're a social media person, you can find me online at DaveKozMusic and on Instagram at David Stephen Koz. Until we're together again, this is your buddy Dave. Wrapping up another edition of the Dave Koz Radio Show. Thanks very much.
Wave 98.3, Vancouver's coolest vibe.
By yourself, and I don't know who would ever want to tell the seam of someone's dream. Baby, it's fine. You said that we should just be friends. Well, I came up with that line, and I'm sure that it's for the best. If you ever change your mind, don't hold your breath. Look, you may not believe that, baby. Said goodbye, my whole world shined. Hey, 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 it's a beautiful
beautiful day. It's my turn to fly, so girls get in line, cause I'm easy, no playing this guy like a fool. Now I'm alright, you might have had me caged before, but not tonight. And you may not believe that, baby, I'm relieved. This fire inside, it burns too bright. I don't want to stay so long, I just want to say goodbye. It's a beautiful day. I'll take up my time with thinking of our breakup. Then you've got another thing coming your way. Cause it's a beautiful day. Beautiful day. Oh, baby, any day that you're gone away. It's a beautiful day.
This is CIWB-FM at 98.3 FM, Wave 98.3, Vancouver's coolest vibe.
I'm just a stranger.